We are reading in Kabbalah for the Student, page 272. The piece, we're reminding you that you can send questions to Kab.tv and chosen questions that are pertinent to the lesson will be asked during the lesson. So once again, in the piece by Rav Baal HaSulam, page 272, starting with Rabbi Akiva depicts. Rabbi Akiva depicts two types of people. The first are the one open store type, which regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes, meaning although they do not see there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above. The second type of people is called those who want to borrow. They take the shopkeeper into consideration, and when they take something from the store, they only take it as a loan. They promise to pay the shopkeeper the desired price, meaning attain the goal by it. And he says about them, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. And if you say, what is the difference between the first type, whose goal comes to them from the law of development, and the other type, whose goal comes to them by self-enslavement to his work? Are they not equal in attaining the goal? In that regard, he continues, and the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. Thus, in truth, both pay their daily portion of the debt. And just as the forces that emerge by engaging in his work are deemed the loyal collectors who collect their debt in portions every day until it is completely paid, the mighty forces imprinted in the law of development are also deemed as loyal collectors who collect their daily portions of the debt until it is paid in full. This is the meaning of, and the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person. However, there is a great difference and a great distance between them, meaning knowingly and unknowingly. The first type, whose debt is collected by the collectors of the development, pay their debt unknowingly. But stormy waves come upon them through the strong wind of development and push them from behind, forcing them to step forward. Thus their debt is collected against their will and with great pains by manifestations of evil forces which push them from behind. But the second type pay their debt, which is the attainment of the goal knowingly, of their own accord, by repeating the actions that hasten the development of the sense of recognition of evil, and though this work they gain doubly, and through this work they gain it doubly. The first gain, that these forces which appear out of his work are set before them as a pulling magnetic force, They chase it of their own free will with the spirit of love. Needless to say, they are free from any kind of sorrow and suffering like the first type. The second gain is that they hasten the desired goal. For they are the righteous and the prophets who attain the goal in each generation, as it is explained in the essay, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah, in the section, What Does the Wisdom Revolve Around? All is in deposit and fortress spreads over all of life. The store is opened and the shopkeeper sells by deferred payment. The book is opened and the hand writes, and all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. And the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. And they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. Thus you see that there is a great distance between those who pay unknowingly, knowingly, and those who pay unknowingly. As the supremacy of the light of the delight and pleasure over the darkness of pain and agony. And he says further, they have what to rely on, and the judgment is true. In other words, he promises all those who pay who pay knowingly and willingly that they have what to rely on, that there is great strength in his work to bring them to the sublime goal, and it is worthwhile for them to harness themselves under his burden. And of those who pay unknowingly, he says, and the judgment is true. Seemingly, one must wonder why Providence permits those corruptions and agonies to appear in the world in which humanity is being fried mercilessly. He says about it that this judgment is true, since all is ready for the feast, for the true goal, and the sublime delight that is destined to emerge with the revelation of his purpose in creation, when all the trouble and toil and anguish that befall us through time will seem like a host who greatly troubles himself to prepare a great feast for the invited guests. And he compares the anticipated goal that must finally be revealed to a feast, to whose guests attend with great delight. This is why he says, and the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast. Such as that you will find in Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 6, regarding the creation of man.
Hold on, okay, let's see. Is that clear? We spoke about it also in previous lessons today, right? The same principle, yes? The righteous inherit twice, and the wicked, they lose twice, lose double. So it's clear, yeah? Double gain or double loss, because either way, you need to acquire the vessels, either way you'll work, remaining your current state, you can't, the press of development goes over you whether you want it or not, either you'd like to run before it and acquire the right vessel. In it, the spirit, your next world, please. If not, then using the egoistic vessel will come. Indeed, this egoistic vessel is very small. I depicted it as this ego, as if it has power and it's big, versus the vessel of bestowal. Yes, as if the same size, one against the other, Creator has made them. But it's not within the ego. As it doesn't have anything as a receptacle vessel with respect to reception. It just appears. These are klipot, shells. So the klipot are always copying of sanctity. Maybe you should write that down. This is klipot. That's replica of sanctity. or copying of sanctity.
Ken.
Yes. But something that really belongs to the text.
John from Chicago is asking, what are the actions that are necessary in order to hasten the evil inclination recognition?
The recognition of evil comes to us by the light of Absag, by the light that reforms. This light works, this light of Absag, if we are in an effort to combine correctly Bina and Malchut. Absag, which belongs to vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal. Correspondingly within us, this is in Abba and Ima. Yes, and in us, it is in Zon, Zirap and Malchut, vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. If we want to integrate them. Now, if a person make an effort in connecting his vessels of reception with vessels of bestowal, it is called in being in faith above reason. Then the light that reforms work upon him. And accordingly, he sees and understands what to do.
Timur from St. Petersburg is asking, is the payback of the debt bring us to the final goal?
Paying off the debt is an ascent in the degrees. And he who is in an ascent in the degrees, he doesn't care what degrees to be in. He doesn't count it for himself. He counts how to bring contentment to the Creator. And if the Creator, say, feel good for him to remain in infancy, in serving others, and accordingly is in all kind of states, etc., he is only searching for it. This is first and foremost the... This is the definition of action of mercy. I've met here at the time, about 40 years ago, in Israel when I was new. I've met here someone who greatly regretted that he have left Russia. He said the following. I've done many things to be kicked out of there because they didn't allow just going out of there just like that. I was also refused leaving. And I've done many actions, but he was a religious person. Yeah, he was like from the Chabad movement in there. Ultra-Orthodox around the southern regions of Russia, of the Soviet Union, Turkmenistan or one of those. And then he said that the last moment I got kicked out of there, I was given a visa and everything, and I've gone. At the time you would go out without a passport or anything, they'll give you some paper and off you go. That's it. And he said, right in the last moment, right from today to tomorrow, if you want to leave, now it's your opportunity. Simply, they want to get rid of you. That's it. And he said, I was told in such a way that I got to the cart, the train cart, and I was like, as they told me so much in the last moment that I got to the train when it was leaving the station. Really, everything was such in a haste. And I got into the train. And when I got into Israel, then I was told that the Rabbi Milubavitch said about me that it's worth my while staying there and care for the people who are there. Yes. He said, I'm so regretful I did not hear about it. It's a person whom for years he was a religious, you see, there it was all against it and all. He regretted. The Rebbe said, and he didn't hear, and now he can't realize what the rabbi said. He told me that with a great pain, really. It was felt as if he told me that, as if he had some inner constant burden, as if a person who's telling about saying that I have some sorrow in life. You see? This is what is called, consider when a person tell a person what he wants from him, there's no doubts, there's no question about it. One can stay in infancy, in katnut, all his life. This is chesed, still the degree of bestowing in order to bestow. This is how... Yes.
About the diagram. And I work in the diagram. In order to maintain and keep number one, what is this expression of contentment?
To group, to the friends, and to the Creator within the group.
So how am I certain that in my work I'm bringing contentment?
Joy. You are rejoicing them. By what? Not by nonsense, by foolishness, rather by the fact that you are in such course, such inclination, such direction.
So I need to be gratified with them being happy all the time?
Being happy with the work. Yes. Rather what? Crying about it? You see a few people are crying about here. And then what? That's the profession, they say.
So this is what the Creator is expecting from a person? For him to be happy in his place?
Hold on. If you want to bring contentment, if you want to bestow, if you're heading towards a fulfillment, hugging, adhesion, so how come you say it would be without a joy? How could that be? How can it be that you are coming to someone you love and you are crying? Maybe you're crying due to joy, such eruption, emotional eruption. Okay, but it's joy. Or sadness. What is that you're asking about? I don't understand.
I'm asking, when we say that in the end of the action there must be to bring him contentment.
It's not at the end of the action. Why at the end?
In the beginning of the action.
It has to be all the time. There's no end to it. In a spiritual action, there's no beginning, no end. And it's not that the end is revealed, and then, how shall I put it? And then we are attaining something. If I'm already in the beginning, I'm already attaining. I don't need more. Spirituality is bestowed without any egoistic calculation. So I don't mind what state I'm in. I'm measuring everything according to contentment to him or to the group or the friends. My ethylene, my measurement is changing. My weights are working to who's on my balance, say the group. So I'm measuring, here's the group, and here how much I can do for it, say, yes. And then accordingly, I'm measuring, where am I? How much can I do? This is I. More than that, there isn't anything to it. Can I have the diagram, please? More than that point in the heart, I have none. And then I'm considering, where am I to fill up this circle? This ego is erased. None. It doesn't exist. I'm not relating to it. Although my point is embedded within the ego. Hence, it is called the point in the heart. The heart is egoistic one. My heart is... it's obvious, right? This is my heart.
So to bring contentment to the friends or to the group, you can actually see them as happy, but to bring contentment to the Creator, what's the expression of this? How do I know that I'm doing it?
Within the group is when you start seeing them as one. when truly, why do we have the necessity to reach He and His name are one, the vessel and the light, etc.? Because then in the term one, when there will be a connection, one is a connection. When you're coming near the term of one, you begin to feel a singular force. Well, check out what we are doing. We are individuals, one plus ones, plus ones, plus many of them, 7 billion. All in all, 7 billion of ones. If we are attracted to be as one, then when I reach something to become as one, even one time divided in 125, right? So it is still attained as one. So I become equal to the one, which is the Creator. My vessel, this is the vessel. It's just like the light that is one. There is no difference. The light and the vessel is one of the same. I don't perceive anything on the outside. I am discovering the impressions within the Kli, the excitement within the Kli. This is what I'm calling Creator.
Zo?
Hello?
So why is there an emphasis on bringing contentment to the Creator? Why isn't there an emphasis on bringing contentment to the Kli, to the friends, to the group? Why is the emphasis on the bringing contentment to the Creator?
Because you must discover within the Kli, within the vessel, its elementary aspect, the operating force in the creature. The vessel is the he being operated, and we have he who activates him. This is the what works. You need to discover it. You need to cleave onto him. This is what is called Keta, which we do not attain. Hence, it is called the preface of love. When you are revealed due to the deeds. So there are things that are beyond attaining something that is higher than me. Just like as we go from the speaking, the animate degree to the speaking degree, the speaking, when cleaving onto the Creator, cleaving and cleaving, eventually it attains a higher state. Not just adhesion, rather its internality, the internality of the term Creator. What's next? We don't know, but seemingly this is only the beginning of development. Yes.
So when I participate with them and I subjugate towards them and I see them happy, how from that place do I penetrate even deeper to that foundation of the Kli? And am adhered there in the Creator and bring Him contentment. How do I do this?
Well, that develops. Don't be concerned with it. You're asking about exalted things, and that will come. All right, let's continue.
I wanted to ask, what's in the store, that store that everyone's borrowing from?
In the shop. Truth is, it doesn't matter what's in there. What's important is your relationship with the owner of the shop. Either you take from the shop in order to connect to him, to bring him contentment, to bring him an income, so-called. And then you're taking what's good for him, what would bring him more pleasure. Or that you are disregard the host and take what seems good to you. Suddenly you discover you need the whole world until eventually you're falling to despair and then you want nothing. But you start being demanded properly. As a matter of fact, in the shop, should you, again, if you want for yourself, you discover that as much as you take, it's all nothing, it doesn't worth anything, it has no taste, no nothing, and you found to be empty, but you need to pay. You've paid for each and everything you took. Although these are things that, how shall I put it, imaginary things. The world is imaginary. And if you've taken all in order to connect yourself more and more and more to the shopkeeper, then by that you've acquired what's in him. And that is double, like righteous, inherited, secondary. Yes, from the back. You expect him to give him a mic.
Good morning. Good morning. In the last month and a half, we read four times this part of the article. Every time we read it, questions awaken in me. Actually, it's the same questions, but in a different kind of understanding. Why is this article so emotional, so interesting, and there's no person that wants to ask you, and you always explain it in some way, actually, a little different, but filled with understanding. And every time I read this article, questions awaken in me, and I maybe ask them. Again, those questions awaken in me.
Meaning you're changing constantly, and accordingly you're asking. Every time you're changing, accordingly explained to you in a different form.
But it's with everyone. I see whoever's asking questions here. Actually, it's on the same article.
No. It doesn't matter who is asking. The main thing for me is to feel the spirit, the atmos. And accordingly, I'm capable of giving explanation. This is how it works. The fact that constantly there are different questions about the same text, this is excellent. That's a sign of advancement. Yes. Not like our friends about different texts, the same question. Yes. Why I'm done wrong? It's like a woman's question. Yeah. I'm kidding. It's not that I'm. I have nothing to wear, and you don't love me. Yes? What does your wife tell you? You have a serious question? Then please.
The text. I'm going according to the text. I'm saying that I'm crying all the time. No way I'm crying all the time. I have no complaints. He's saying just like the meal, that it's like a meal where they're invited, and the judgment is the judgment of truth. I have to understand this. And the judgment is true. What is this judgment that is true?
According to the relationship between lights and vessels.
Judgment sounds like a trial that you're doing, going to court.
Sir, there is a law. The law determines that although the light and the vessel are opposite to one another, yes? Opposite to one another. Here is the light, and here is the vessel. Vessel says minus, and the light is plus. And in between, vast distance, yes? This distance, 125 degrees, yes? The law is that the vessel must move in its qualities towards the light and pass through all these degrees. That's it. This is one thing, yes? This is equivalence. How do you write that? Equivalence of form. One. Two, the equivalence of form has a limited time, 6,000 years. Yes? For that, you're given two paths. Yes? Beside, There is the aspect of two groups here called Israel that are longing to make it by themselves to attain, and the nations of the world that have no such longing. They aren't given that. They weren't given. They've been divided into two groups. So Israel is Gilgal Tenaim, and the nations of the world are Ahab, right? Now, what else? Don't remind me. Out of that, work in the groups and all kind of such things. And in short, there are a few laws. And these laws, you didn't determine them in general. Who are you? Did you determine your physiology in the world, to what state to be born, etc.? You determine nothing. In this world we exist in, you have nothing in and of yourself. You have no choice whatsoever. Rather, what? The lacks of what you awaken. From here comes a certain light, right? The light turns up, and it awakens within the desire, awaken the deficiency, and then you have no choice. You are performing. Why? No one even asking you. No one is even asking you why. You are performing because the lack proceeds, and then your intellect and all your calculations are a byproduct of it. So it only operates as, where should I escape in order not to feel sufferings? Because the lack and the sufferings are one of the same. For the time being, later on, we'll feel deficiencies that aren't a problem. They're actually pleasure. They are towards love or whatever. But this is how you exist. Meaning, in our world, as you exist, or by the press of development, meaning by this light that shines upon everyone, this is the first surrounding light. Yes, that's general. Yeah, it's a general. Let's say that kind of, how is it called? Who's the defense minister in the U.S.? I see you have a lot of... Hegel, all right. It doesn't matter.
Kegel.
So you shouldn't press the button and blow up the world. So you have general surrounding light that guards everyone in that respect and also advances everyone in that essential manner. For him, it is all the same. It seems to us like they're determining something, but it exists only by the hearty heart. So the heart of the ministers and kings is in the hands of the Creator. So beside that, there's number two, which is private. This is ours. Ours meaning he who is with a point in the heart. Yeah, it's clear. When he bestows upon us, yeah, he bestows upon us, advances us, and makes us crazy to study at 3 a.m., we want to do something with ourselves, humanity, etc., he turns us into... That's it. So whether you want it or not, and both, always... No one asks you whether you want awakening or not. You're brought to court and you are told the following things, and it's due to loving you. And what is Bala Sulam says in the introduction to the study of the tensor field? He says that the Creator brings the person to the good fortune. The good fortune is the environment only, the group, as we learn about the free choice. He brings you to the good fortune, to the environment, and say, take it. Take it, my son. This is what is good for you. What is good? The integration in the group, that for you it would be as a reason for strengthening this light. Number two, then it is called your individual light, that you'll be able to awaken in a form that become the connection between you and the Creator, this light. In the efforts within the group, here, listen to this sentence. You begin to evoke the relationship with him, however, within the group. Otherwise, there's nowhere to work. However, with the Creator, with the origin of the light. If you understand those things, that now you're awakening the connection. It is not the surrounding light you care about, nor your changes. You don't mind so much about the group being here. And what you care about is the Creator connects you. It connects you to the Creator. Everything else is the means. So if you arrange everything like that, this is the mean. Yes? And this is the goal, to be in contact with him. So if in order to be awakened for the connection, the surrounding light will do integrate, we have the group, cancel myself, no matter what. The main thing is to constantly grow and breed and nurture that connection with him, with the source of the light. And due to that, this is how I'm working. That's it. Then you have private surrounding light, like a private move within the general move, which is the group, within the general move, which is the rest of the world. And when you are in that rest of the world, you also begin to affect it with your personal and group move. This is how it works. You've made preparation. Nice. That's due to doing preparation for the Congress. I'm telling you, I'm feeling where I receive seemingly the ability to express this matter. Yes? Say, a week ago, I wasn't able to draw that.
Thank God. Well, he's saying, like you explained it here, I need to come to a state that I need to justify the judgment, to justify it completely 100,000,000%, and to say this burden that you defined is 100% correct.
The Creator brings you from above, there's no judgment. The Creator brings you to a group and tell you, take it. Meaning start strengthening up within the group. Start working together with them and continue. Go ahead, I've brought you here. Here, take it. Yeah, put one's hands on the good destiny. Yes, it is written. Introduction to Taz, item 4. Check it out. Now, are you taking or not? The moment you're not taking, then immediately, to the extent you aren't taking, you are producing for yourself. Precisely, you're doing it, not him. You're producing the troubles yourself. To the extent that you aren't filling up the role, the same lack, and not exactly your lack that you aren't filling up. Rather, how much in your lack of participation you're causing it to others, all that return upon you and start pressuring you. And it's not that the Creator does it. From him, only love comes. Later on, you discover that it's only love that comes from him. And how come I felt such sorrow? Your lack of role of fulfillment towards everyone, I'll come back to you in a way that obviously you're feeling like that. And you, in the lack of, how shall I put it, in your lack of understanding, you think it is from him? In your own hands, you are causing that. Because when it is revealed, you have no claims.
You said that the Creator is a certain of impression within my kli, from my attitudes, let's say to our friend, to the other, a certain of an impression.
Creator is boe, kind of an impression we are discovering. Within us, say, in the bones, as they start to even shake within.
So I want to see also in the convention to receive such an impression. And as an example, I'll depict a certain picture and you'll say with the conversations with Oren, you give an example that the greatest impression that I can imagine to myself is the model of falling in love for the first time that you talked about. I'm sure each of us went through that several times in life.
First time, it's not several times in life. It's only once. What? You had it like that? You get it there.
No,
forgetting,
there
you become delirious, and you go through it again? No, it could be, but for the first time, we're given from nature the aspect of corporeal love to, say, usually to the other sex, in order to give us an example. What kind of an attraction could be between one person and the next? But from that, we need to shift it to a spiritual degree.
So that's more or less the model I can imagine, to see the friends, the others, and see their deficiencies. And that kind of gives me a certain type of impression. Just like I wanted to feel that the deficiency of that girl or
girl.
So that's how it has to be, more or less? What are you...
What are you laughing at? You probably were dreaming about what? Other things, yeah? Well, Mushi.
So that form of impression, is that the creator that I'm looking, that I'm wanting?
Well, that's the creator, too.
Is that everything, or is it...
All the pleasures belong to the light, to the creator. Yes, you could say pleasures that that someone there kills someone, or this is light. This is pleasure. However, it is a light that is in Klipa, but it comes from the light. All the pleasures coming only from the light, only from the Creator. The fact it shines through in the Klipa, in the shell, and you're using it in such way, well, that's something else. But, yes, that too is the Creator. You have plenty of such things, and usually... All those horrible forms of relationships between one another relate to some faith, to some religion, some mystics, some fanaticism. It relates to some aspect of their godliness, of their perception of godliness. Even talking about love, and they're totally blind. But this is how they connect it somehow to an up force.
So the question is, what needs to happen?
That's a whole philosophy that one day maybe we'll have time, we'll talk about it.
The question is, what needs to happen so that I will feel a certain form of impression? That maybe I can equate it to, like, let's say, falling in love or something like that. What needs to happen for a person to feel like that? So he'll kind of look at the friends on the convention and he'll feel like that.
Of course. What, with a little girl, you're given that stupidity. It is
exactly
in the process of the software that's being passed. You've been taken through in life, and there was a little a cue there in the software of the computer, and you received another deficiency, and filling up that deficiency was more important to you than filling up yourself on the path. This is called corporeal love. What's in here? What's going on here? There is a path and there is a lock that I'm constantly in the lock and a lock. Say it is so. In a way, so we'll have, yes? And let's say, when did you have it? At the age of 10? Yes, say age of 10. Here you're born, and then at the age of 10, all of a sudden, you're given, let's do it like that, or it's become pink. You're given a lock called a girl, right? That's it. And then you're giving a lock, yes? A lock. And here below, it's mushi. Yeah. Now, this mushi has nothing in life other than filling up that lock. It's an additional of a lock, but it becomes bigger. Later on, they could be that you're given another luck, that this luck would be your son. Yes, and then you will also have a luck to fill him up. He's more precious than the, as if in life, as if takes your entire horizon. This is how is with a, how it is with a person. So we need to come to a state that later on, say you're reaching the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then for you the greatest thing is the group. However, here it's a problem because you need. With that, you need to cancel your ego. You need to take only the point in the heart and pass it on to here. And stop existing as if whether you are here alone by yourself. And then once advancing, that's already sufficient. In the group, there's no more. If, after that, the whole path, whatever you have, it doesn't exist. All that's gone. From here onward, it's gone. That's the end. And then you begin your development within the group. Yes, inside. Hence, it is called the internality of the Torah, the inner Torah, etc. Inside, within the group, and when you are developing here within the group, yes, I hear there are all kind of states of the group. You're reaching in those states gradually to a situation where you reach of who is he? Who is the one that fills up this system from within that structure? Who sustains it? Who built it? Who made it? Right? All that was prior, like that. Yes? All that is called the imaginary world. That's it. And now, only within the group, as you are developing here, this is what's important to you. And then you're discovering within there, the worlds, the Creator, 125 of those degrees, etc. Till the end of correction. And the lesson is done. Preparation, also private to the groups. I remind you, each and every group must a spiritual, internal preparation. I'm not talking about external, but internal preparation. And
so today is Friday. Come and see open evening in the college in Eilat. We're inviting you to the branch of Nebaruch in Eilat. Wednesday, March 7th, I'm sorry, July 3rd at 6 o'clock. We're continuing the unity from 12th to 14th. We're going to continue the unity in a global convention in St. Petersburg. Let's bring the unity to the world. For details and registration, Kabbalah.info. Have a wonderful day. הסתיו שלך זו השלכת שלי, האביב שלך זו הפריחה שלי, מלחמה שלך זו מלחמה שלי, השמחה שלך זה האושר שבי. הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי, ירח מלא גם לך ולי, האמת שבך זו האמת שבי. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. כולנו יחד
שלך זה המים שלי הבית שלך זה העוגן שלי האהבה שבך נמצאת גם בי הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי האושר שלך זה השמחה שבי הפחד שלך זה הרעד שבי העולם שלך הוא הכל בשבילי